Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Every week, Kristen takes a look at the dark side of different industries. Oh, this is going to be a fun one this week. The dark side of game shows.
Every industry has its deep, dark secrets. Until Kristen shines a light on its dark side.
Welcome to my dark side.
Everybody on The Burt Show has been watching the top-ranked movie on Netflix, Woman of the Hour, starring Anna Kendrick. Which is all about a serial killer that I was on the dating game show back in the day. He was actually chosen. He was so charismatic, the woman chose him. Now, in real life, he creeped her out so much she didn't go on a date with him, and then he gets found out, and he gets, obviously, sentenced for, you know, his what he did.
As a side note, we all did feel like it was really, really great. But the last 2 minutes was kind of a wah, wah.
I haven't got there yet.
Wah, wah. Yeah. Yeah.
But it got me wondering, ooh, obviously, that would go fall under the umbrella, dark side of game shows.
Yeah, I think.
So I did a little digging, and on the website E-Bombs World, I got a list of scandals and the dark side of game shows. So Rodney Alcala, who was featured on Woman of the Hour, he's the one that's the serial killer that was on the dating show, right? He isn't the only criminal who was on a game show. Super Password also had a criminal on their show. In 1998, a contestant named Patrick Quinn appeared on the show and won $56,000, which was a one-day record. But he wasn't who he said he was. He was actually Carrie D. Ketchum, a fraud who faked his wife's death to collect $100,000 insurance policy and was wanted in, for crimes in multiple states. An Alaskan viewer recognized him, reported him to authorities, and when Ketchum went to go collect his winnings from the game show, that's when he was arrested.
What year was this?
1998.
Really? I was going to say, because, you know, when you're watching Woman of the Hour, it's based in the 70s. Uh-huh. You didn't have the internet. It's a lot easier to be shady back then. But 1998, man, should have been vetted way better than that.
It's fascinating that they think they can just hide in plain sight like that.
He got 5 years in prison for insurance scam, as the LA Times reported. All right, next. I did not know this, but it makes sense. Contestants are banned from bidding certain numbers on Jeopardy. So Jeopardy has banned certain numbers of particular dollar amounts from being wagered. So numbers that allude to adult things like 69, you are not allowed to bid.
Because, you know, dudes would just be like, 69, 69, 69.
Ones that have satanic references like 666, you cannot bid that on Jeopardy. Yeah. And ones that are linked to white supremacy groups. So you can't bid 14, 18, or 1488. Those are all banned. Now, by the way, 69 didn't get banned until 2018. And do you want to know why? Because former champion Ken Jennings bid 69 on every final Jeopardy. Icon behavior.
That's funny. That wacky guy.
All right. Next, I got a contestant sued Fear Factor after eating dead rats. So even though the food was FDA approved on Fear Factor, that didn't stop contestants from getting sick while eating it. So in 2005, a paralegal named Austin Aitken sued the show for airing a gross challenge that caused him to vomit, become lightheaded, and bump his head while competing. In the episode, contestants were asked to eat dead rats, and he filed a 4-page lawsuit requesting $2.5 million in damages. Whoa. Do you think he won?
Because of how you said it, yes.
Yes.
He did not.
You know what you're going on Fear Factor for.
The lawsuit was thrown out, and the executive producer, Matt Kunitz, told Cleveland 19 News, evidently, fear was a factor for him.
Soundbite of the year.
All right, two more really quick. So there was a massive cheating scandal on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, the British version, okay? So Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, the British version, faced a major cheating scandal in 2003. Major Charles Ingram won the top prize of $1 million. However, his victory was short-lived after producers uncovered a conspiracy regarding his wife, Diana, and their accomplice after the show aired. So every time the host asked a question, Charles Ingram would read the 4 answers out loud, and when he said the correct one, his wife coughed. Or his friend coughed. Mm-hmm. So he would listen for the cough and he'd hear it and then he'd know which answer was right. They deny the allegations. And as of 2020, they were seeking to have their convictions overturned because they are adamant that it was not a scandal.
This is equivalent to the Astros listening for that trash can being hit World Series, right? So they knew what pitch was coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. And then lastly, Pat Sajak and Vanna White were often drunk while taping. I would be too.
I'm not entirely shocked there, yeah.
So in the early days of Wheel of Fortune, they would drink an average of 4 margaritas each afternoon at a Mexican restaurant across the street from the studio.
Damn. It was lit.
Pat Sajak revealed this while on the ESPN2 show Highly Questionable. He said, Van and I would have 2 or 3 or 6, and then come do the last shows and have trouble recognizing the alphabet. He said, I had a great time. I have no idea if the shows were any good, but no one said anything, so I guess I did okay.
That's hilarious.
The Burt Show.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
FinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit FinQuest.com for more details.